Now, the next category, that's where things fade down, disappear, are made to be further away, dimmed, poor perception, fellow's trying to make nothing out of things, he has to wear glasses that make objects much smaller, and that's a case of not-isness. Okay, now we go into the next category, which is the category of just plain isness. Well, this, of course, is not a bad thing. This, in its highest level, is what we call reality. That's just plain isness. Well, we could spell this with bigger and bigger caps. See, we could keep spelling is there with bigger caps and bigger caps and bigger caps, and finally spell it with an exclamation point, which would represent a cycle. There is a dragon in the middle of the room, and he knows this. There are many other things which he doesn't know, but he knows this. When he gets a mock-up of an anchor point, he makes a pyramid out of solid iron. When he is asked to pick up one of his mock-ups, he knows he doesn't have that much strength. The world is too real. Now, once in a while, when somebody's just about to kill you, cut your throat, or eat you up, or arrest you, or do something of the sort, you get an enormous flash of isness, a recognition of the situation. Boy, this is, it is real. Glug. A moment after that, you're liable to get, or postulate, as you would, an immediate reaction of not-isness. It's not real. A fellow will flare up and daze in about that order, from isness to not-isness in a sudden emergency.